In her new book of essays called The Empathy Exams, author Leslie Jamison tries to understand others' emotions through their various ups and downs. Jamison talks about her experience performing as an actor for med school students, surviving an assault on the street, and even mankind's relationship with artificial sweeteners. WMUK's Aaron Williams talked with Jamison, who's scheduled to visit BookBug in Kalamazoo on Thursday.
Some of the essays definitely came from a strong sense of personal urgency. Like, there's one piece about getting hit in the face by a stranger in Nicaragua. I was really struggling to figure out how to tell that story, like, just to the people in my life. In this very basic way, looking inward for that essay was just really trying to answer the question of how do I tell the story of what's happened to me.
It seems like in this book, it's almost like you took an unofficial study on empathy by putting yourself in these numerous situations. In seeing what you've seen and going to different places where people may not necessarily be as affected by technology and things like that, how do you feel that over time we have decided to share ourselves with each other?
What I'm struck by when I see that is just this way that people can at least express the desire to be connected to people, even if what the internet permits is a kind of partial connection rather than a full one. And so it's like I feel like it's this huge endless map of longing.
The first essay in the book is focused on you working as a medical actor and the emotions that you have to portray in order to be convincing as a character who has these illnesses. And my question is, if it's your job to fake an illness, is it the doctor's job to show the right amount of empathy, or is it more to figure out what is going on with the patient?
I think that their primary job is to figure out what's going on. And since I've written about working as a medical actor, I've actually gotten a lot of feedback, like a lot of doctors and medical students and actually medical actors have gotten in touch, like have responded to my writing. And so I've been able to engage in all these conversations about these questions of, can empathy be taught? If so, like, how can it be taught effectively? And there's a really strong bleed between those two things.
To go back to your first novel, The Gin Closet, one character numbs her pain, Stella numbs her pain by taking on the pain of another person. Stella herself is kind of going through this quarter life crisis, and she goes in search of her estranged aunt and inserts herself into this world. Is that another way that you see a lot of people developing empathy and kind of developing empathy into somebody else by giving apathy into their own life?
I certainly think that sometimes engaging with another person's pain or seeking to encounter their pain or understand their pain can be a very altruistic gesture and a very generous gesture, but it can also be other things. Like, it can also be an attempt to escape your own life or, like you said, kind of numb something inside of you. Empathy is not just this pure, holy, untarnished thing. It's like this really ragged, messy thing. And definitely one part of that raggedness is empathy is a form of self-escape.
When a person decides to pick up a copy of the empathy exams, what do you want their takeaway to be?
That people come away from this book thinking about both the importance of trying to understand other people's experiences and especially what might be difficult about other people's experiences, but that at the same time they understand kind of the impossibility of ever fully understanding somebody else's experience, so that you would have simultaneously this like intense desire to sort of listen to other people, to imagine what it might be like to be them, but that you'd also have this humility the whole time too, that you'd know you couldn't ever really imagine what it was like to be them.
That was author Leslie Jamison talking to WMUK's Aaron Williams. Jamison will read from her book, The Empathy Exams, Thursday night at 7:30 at BookBug in Kalamazoo.